Right. Feeling like a brand new me and an entourage where the ladies be. And the sun don't shine where the gangsters be. And we rushing roulette to a game of three. Pie one, pie two, pie three, pie four. And the sun don't shine running yo no more. And the girls say, yeah, ain't no 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 more. And we richer than the rich, we ain't poor no more. Huh. I ain't been back in a minute, that's crazy. I ain't seen you around, no car, don't page me. Pull up on your block and you ever try to fade me. Calm down, all good, baby, it's crazy. I ain't been back in a minute, that's crazy. I ain't seen you around, no car, don't page me. Pull up on your back, don't you ever try to fade me. Calm down, all good, baby, it's crazy.
The 90s, how they used to say.
Okay. What you do to me?
I don't even know what came out in the 90s.
He said, I don't know. I can't even lie. I don't even know half of the songs.
That was
2002. Y'all, I said 90s. Damn it. One job, girl. I'm loving it. Hold on, let me do the intro real quick. Welcome back to another dope ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life. And that is, since we got some new faces in the building, I guess I'll repeat it. Rod already knows, I mean. We chicks and vibes. So, you know, when you come on Lit Like Leash, you get, let me clear my throat, a whole lot of weed, a whole lot of chicks, and some dope-ass vibes. So, we got some new faces in the building, some new heads in the building. Let's go in a circle, starting with Miss DJT.
Yes. I go by the name DJ Turnip T, that is. Okay. Yeah, DJ T Tropez, however you want to say it. Some people have a hard time saying it, and I don't understand why, because if you could read...
So bad.
Yo, I've gotten so many things. I've gotten trophy.
I'm gonna sit back on that one.
Tropez is
how you say it.
Tropez.
Some people stretch it and be like,
Tropez.
Is it
Tropez?
No.
Where does he go?
Where? Like, for real, because it's inspired by, I guess, like the place.
Tropez, St. Tropez.
Because I actually did have a chance to go to France, and I went to Paris. I didn't make it to Tropez, but it was dope. But I was really big on, like, you know, traveling and, you know, making it, like, big. So I kind of put that.
You got J. Cole as your ringtone?
Nah, not even. I got the basic-ass iPhone ringtone.
I wish you could do music again as a ringtone.
Yo, facts. No, you know, my shorty be on it. She have, like, all different types of, like, but she be having Caribbean reggae songs. She be having, like, alcohol.
Like the Afrobeat
hate. Yeah. She be having some reggae on her joint. I'll be like, all right, okay, cool.
That's nice.
Right. She be into it, so, hey.
Yeah. What about you, Leo?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
What up? I'm Savage, but everybody calls me Sav.
Yeah.
People be getting confused when I say Savage. They be looking weird. But it's really my last name. If you want CID, I got it. So I'm not just saying Savage for no reason.
Okay.
I used to get teased about it in school. I was really embarrassed. I used to sit in the classroom and they would be like, Nadja Savage. I was just crunching my chair and all the little niggas, that all the bullies would be like, Savage. Yeah, what the fuck? this nigga. So I was always shy about it, but I embraced it, you know, as I grew up. And then everybody was like, Savage. I was like, hey, it sticks. Sav for short. So follow me on the gram, The Only Savage, A, Only With I. Okay. And T's my baby. It's my best friend, DJ T. Tropez.
With a Y at.
Yeah, right. It's an I. I, yeah.
I instead of an E.
We all high as hell. This is serious. She means what she say when there's a lot of weed here. I got my shades on because I can't take the light and it's dark in here. So that's weird.
Mood for life.
Yo, we are here.
All right, you know, introduce some OG Stoney with the homie.
What's good, y'all? For me, my name is Rod. I go by the name of Rod Glow. I'm from Flatbush, back Brooklyn. Again. For me, I was here 2 weeks ago, and now I'm back again with Leash.
Hello. And when you're part of gang, you're always welcome to come back. Everybody knows that. And once you get on the show, you gang.
That's it.
Say that.
Appreciate it.
Always a spot for you. I don't know why I always feel like I gotta break out into like one of those like early 2000s like motivational songs.
You know why? Because that's the best generation. Like, that's the best time. You know what? Even other like
good vibe songs. Like, that's what they had.
What do you call that? Age groups all revert back to the 90s. The 90s was a special era. Like,
word. I kind of wish that I was like decades. I wish I was this age in the 90s.
You know what I really always say? I wish I was alive in the 70s.
Really?
I really do.
You know you black, right?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. We black, girl.
Yeah, and black was back.
Popping.
In the 70s, and it got back to me in that in the 90s.
White people was that day.
And it's still that, y'all. Come on, it's still that.
It was crazy in the 70s. People was getting beat up in the street, attacked by dogs, setting shit on fire. That's when the rise of black people started going crazy.
Facts.
Like, nah, right.
Take me to the 90s.
I'm good.
Right. Ronnie King was still a thing, though, in the 90s, was it not? Or was that the 80s?
What? Nah, that was the 90s.
Yeah, that was the 90s.
That was the first time I doubted myself.
I didn't even know about that.
People always used to call me that.
Ronnie King?
Facts.
Yeah.
Because my name is Ronnie.
Why would they do that?
It'd be his. I'm sorry. This is real vulgar, but they really beat his ass.
Yeah, for real.
For no reason. Yeah. And they got off.
Listen.
Like always, it's that history repeats itself. What's going on right now?
Like, it's a cycle. It's a toxic cycle.
Yeah.
It's scary. We need to get change, bro. But anyway, let's get into this segment. See, you're gonna have me start on what's the tea, and we don't even know what's the tea yet, you know? let's do what's the strain. What's the strain segment? Is the segment where we come on and we talk about what we brought, like strain related. What we like to roll in, if you didn't bring anything, what's your favorite thing to roll? And I usually call on my interns. Wow. for a question. What's like a high question I could ask? When you were 21, did you think you should have smoked or should you have drank to bring in your your birthday?
21?
Yeah.
21, I was definitely getting fucked up. So, initially, I wanted to drink, and, like, I'm not really...
Wait. You hopped into the question. You gotta answer everything else first. It's a list. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I suck at this, so... I
usually have to repeat it. So, the first thing you have to answer is, what is your favorite strain?
Strain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite strain, probably... Honestly, it used to be Blue Dream, but then I had this White Widow one time, and I don't think that it's been, like, anything has
topped it since.
And even though everybody's coming out with all these different new stuff, like, with all, like, the medical marijuana business booming,
mm-hmm.
there's so many different shit, like, so, like, it's hard to keep up with everything, but I know back in the day, that real shit... Some White Widow had me tripping. For real.
That's me with Platinum Kush. I haven't found anything better since then. But Girl Scout Cookies is always my favorite. But Platinum Kush.
That's how I felt about Blue Dream.
That's all we got in Brooklyn.
Platinum Kush?
Facts.
And you got Fontaine.
That pretty good, that's too. That was one that was
really. Like, wow, I like my best next one was Skittles. Skittles.
I think I'm one of those weird people that just don't have a favorite.
Do you not ask me one?
I have a preference.
Sometimes people
you sat there for a second with that hesitation. You asked the plug?
Uh-huh.
When you cop, you be asking the plug?
No! I was like, thanks, Nick. And I get, if I get high, I get high. And that's it. Like, I keep it pushing. If it's trash, I'll be like, yo.
That was some Reggie.
You'll be like, yo, how was that shit? I don't even be asking
no more. You know why?
Because the drug dealers barely don't even know what they're selling no more.
Right, and yes. Or they hit you with some bullshit. Like, last time I asked somebody, was like, oh, this that fuck Donald Trump.
What?
Shut the fuck up. What is this?
Good night.
Like,
don't play with me right
this
now.
This that fuck Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. So my first drink was at 21, and I passed out in the club.
Oh,
off some Ciroc and cranberry juice, and it wasn't even a lot. Like, I was drinking off other people's shit, so it wasn't even that serious. I guess my body. I was like, so this is what it is to get drunk. I just remember just passing out in the back, and I just hit the floor. Son, I shut the whole club down. I made a lot of friends after that, though.
Everybody was fanning.
I was walking through my campus at school, Kane. Shout out to Kane. And everybody like, oh, you that girl that passed out? Oh shit, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm good. So I had to know my limit.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
I had to definitely learn.
Once I passed out, I was like, all right, that's not it. And then I started smoking weed.
And then life was never the same.
Life was amazing. I was always against it at first. I was like, oh no, it's a drug. It's a bad drug. And I hit that shit. I couldn't stop. I fell in love with Mary.
Ever since then. If I drink, I only drink like a couple beers.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Can you drink and smoke? Like, can you
crossfade? Yeah, I can be crossfade.
Hell no, not me.
Not too much.
I can't.
Fuck that.
Nope. Not too much.
My body be like, what, huh? I don't like that feeling, the mixture. I gotta do one or the other.
Yeah. Mine, I feel like I have to smoke, evidently. Like, if I drink, because... I don't know why. Every time I smoke after I drink, I never get a hangover. Like, it's
ever.
Like clockwork. It's like clockwork.
I wake up the next day like...
Depending on when in the night I decide to smoke.
Really?
Yeah. If I wait too late, it might... It's like...
I might feel nauseous.
Yeah, I might have to take it down after that because I'll be like, woof, I'm faded. But if I, you know...
Pace myself.
Yes.
Plan out my drinking. I'm not sitting there hammering them back too much.
In fact, sometimes when if you actually smoke before you drink, it takes you longer to get drunk. Like,
this is why she's my best friend, because I don't pay attention to that shit. I just know that. Listen, I need to chill out real quick. I don't know. Like, I don't keep percentages on how much I drink and shit.
I've been doing this shit for a long time. Drinking for me, I've been doing that shit. To be honest, since I was like 13, 14.
Oh nah.
Yeah, so you know how to pay.
Where was your parents at?
Where's
your mom?
I'm not even gonna lie. My parents had moved me out the hood, moved me all the way to a white-ass neighborhood, and those kids was getting fucked up early. They was getting fucked up. I had friends.
They were
I was in sixth grade. They was in, like, eighth grade getting fucked up, like, getting drunk. Like, no chaser, drinking Bacardi, no chaser. Like, straight up. Like, that's how it was. And so, like, ever since I was around that age, I've been necking, like, all types of shit. So I'm like, yo, when I got to college, I'm like, yo, I'm about to see how far y'all niggas about to go.
let's see if you can really handle this.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I got bored with it quick. When I get, I'm old now, I feel like I'm old. Like, yeah. I feel like, yo, damn, I can't even turn.
Word. Because I started so late, I'm like, damn. I OD'd in such a short period of time. Like, I had to realize if I like light or do I like dark. Like, which ones make me crazy? Which one makes me chill? That's why I sip on my Hennessy and I call it a day. I can't do that light liquor. Mm-hmm. I turn crazy.
Me too. It makes me knocked.
That light liquor.
Can you tell me why I was drinking Everclear?
Oh.
In college. Before I was in high school.
Y'all was over here in eighth grade taking shots at Everclear.
I punched
some
bitch out on Everclear. I don't know why.
What?
I did that shit, but I was so like.
It turned into the hog.
To be honest, that shit is like 99%.
It's straight up.
Like,
ethanol. You can light that shit. Boom.
Yo, I think I take one or two shots and that was it. And it was like, wow.
I couldn't take shots. No.
And you eighth grade, so your body like, hey.
Son.
Oh,
that's I don't know.
You need to check your kidney. Go check your kidney. You live.
Man, I'm so far so good. I'm still kicking.
Hey, I'm still here. We all got that someday. Hey.
For no reason. I'm telling you. That shit. Yeah,
you would be like, ew, you smoke tobacco. Ew, you smoke backwards. Ew. You like, but I got that someday. Hey. I do. I smoke a lot of backwards.
I smoke Entourage.
So we've been smoking backwards.
Yes.
So that is perfect because I didn't even know. And there's some people who, like, cannot roll it where it's like, oh, my God, this is killing my throat. Mm. And I feel like I'm about to die.
And that's why I roll it with the paper around it. People think that's extra and annoying. But I do it.
Oh, is that what you do?
Oh, that's what I do. I thought we were smoking papers.
No. I thought that was Pronto.
No.
I got the Pronto. She got backwards.
He would know that because it's like.
Yeah, it's a new year.
Yeah, and that's why he makes me sad every time he comes with this big ass blanket of Pronto.
Bro.
And I never get a Pronto.
If you try to get Pronto, just let me know.
I can't find it nowhere and it'd be like the cracks growing.
And if they do have it, it's stale as fuck.
Stale as
cracking and shit before you get it.
Fuck. And then you wetting it in the sink crying. Because you spent $10 on this shit.
That's funny as hell. But that's the first time I ever found out what Fronto was when I went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I went to the Labor Day Parade, and my friends
actually,
and I.
I think the first time, I was at Afropunk.
Really?
Is when I first, because I saw this nigga pull out a Ziploc of Fronto. And I'm like, what is that?
Where did you get that?
And I'm like, what is that? And I just, the whole time, I'm like, what is that? Like, and they're like, yo, that's Fronto. I'm like, what do you use it for? Do you, like, wrap
yeah,
meat
like,
in it?
Yeah, like, is it
they're
the same?
Like, no. Like, I'm like, yo, I didn't understand why he had so much.
Much?
Like, I'm like,
you see this blanket he pulled out? It's, like, it's, like, the size of my lap.
The crazy part is it'll last them a couple of days, but a real nigga who smoke a lot, that shit will probably last them probably, like, a day or two.
You know, really?
Depending on how long that shit is, because I really don't know what size they be ranging.
You could cop half a leaf for like $1, $2, and then like the full, like the big ass shit that I got, you could get that shit for like $3.
$2.
They be overpricing
the
shit.
You put it in the
here.
In the paper.
Yeah, in the paper.
And
like,
don't that
like
shit
$10. Nah.
I don't know.
As one.
Nah. I would say it's way faster than rolling it backward. Hell yeah.
Well, it depends. If you know how to prep
backwoods got too much veins. That's the issue.
Yeah.
At least with the Fronto, you can cut that shit. Make
I'm talking
own.
About like...
A backwood feel like a Fronto. Like
it do. If you wet that shit up real
good,
let
the same
shit
thing,
dry
though.
Out.
When I'm ripping the piece for like what I'm putting in the paper, I'm taking out the stems. So I'm rolling it without stems. So it's
always...
Yeah.
Well, you have a precise, you know, like... technique behind it, but some people just be like, Fronto, just fuck it. And that's why I be like, yo, why this shit so strong and be killing my throat?
Some backwoods, like,
Fronto sometimes. Like,
really?
If you put too much in a small paper,
it's just like, what is this?
Like,
where's the weed?
Right?
You ever had smoke somebody's stuff and you're like, where? If you ever smoked a cigarillo with somebody that doesn't know how to roll a good blunt yet. You could definitely taste that. Where's the blunt? Where's the weed? Like, what is this?
Yep, you'd be tasting a bunch
I can't
of
wait to get my own blunt
it.
Type situation. I hope the blunt comes back when I get home.
Right, or like, this shit be so bad that you're like, nah, I don't even want it.
And you do that?
Oh.
That's all you gotta do. Look at him.
Nah, I'm good.
In the life, especially in the that's all you gotta do. It's like six heads.
Oh God, that's.
Oh no, it's not tap out. I gotta go somewhere in a second.
That's funny. So.
Listen, I've had to do the.
That's embarrassing to the roller at least.
It should be like it's like not like it should and it automatically lets you know like damn this shit ass bro for especially real. Everybody if you get somebody else to hop up and go.
That's why I don't even get like crazy. To be honest, my roller choice is Bluntvilles.
I used to smoke those a lot. And they're easy never heard to roll, of that. Quick yeah. to roll.
I used to talk you can make them fat.
Like, no, but I smoke like pretty much everything before. Like, yeah, like when I first started smoking, I was rolling Swishers when I first
Dutch
started rolling.
Man, I gotta learn how to roll.
Yeah, I was rolling Dutch Masters.
I had no time for that. Like you have to really be like efficient if you roll, because there's some people who like really leaf the Dutch. And then there's people who's like cut it down the middle, or like you know just crack that shit.
No, you're not supposed to do that, cause that shit is almost like a backwood.
Here's my thing, when you sit in a hot ass car, and you hotboxing that shit with your eight heads in the car, and it's a sedan, and y'all sitting there with the Dutch Master, I don't have time for that. Sitting there trying to wrap a leaf back around it, like oh we gotta make it perfect.
And that shit feel like smoke like cardboard.
That's the first time I even got high in a hot box.
With like what, 6, 7
years. Yeah, I was like, I'm good. I don't want to smoke, and I'm just sitting in the car. And they lit that shit. I'm chilling like chilling, just minding my business. Next thing
I'm going to heaven still.
I was like, oh, my body just became crazy.
Really?
I was like, oh my God. I had cereal, like 3 burgers. Like I was like tweaking.
I'm fucking weak.
Eat burger.
I was like, I ain't even going to order. What's the question? I screwed my shit. What was the other? I got one from that.
Oh, no. You know what? It's fine. Let me see. What are we doing? What time is it? Okay, yeah. Let's do what's the tea, and then we're going to do, like, we'll do, like, 10 minutes of what's the tea, and then we'll go into lessons from Leash really quick. All right. So, what's the tea segment is the segment where we talk about the tea we've seen in social media lately and any social injustices we've seen in local news that kill our highs every day. So, first thing on the docket is, who says that? On the docket, I forget. Somebody says that. Is that Kia? No. Not Kia. Hold on, let me get to the email. Wow, if it'll even load, because underground layer. Sometimes the Wi-Fi has some issues. Give me some seconds, guys. We'll do spicy talk. Really quick. Spicy talk. Oh, no. Actually, I think I got you. Rodney, thank you. You're a lifesaver. So, did you guys hear about the Straight Pride Parade?
Hell yeah.
I mean, when I saw it here was the first time I even, like, heard about it. But that's crazy about the guy who had a straight pride.
He had a straight pride parade in Boston, and he said that he didn't understand what all the big problem was, because because gay people can have the pride, why can't straight people? And so that's the issue.
Yo,
so
y'all
backlash to him is uncalled for.
White people always want to be me too. Like, they always want to one up somebody.
They always
want
to be. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, he's like, y'all ever watched The Fairly Odd Parents?
Yes, of course. I actually love that show.
you feel me? The way I look at it is, you feel me, gay pride is, you know, fairy world, and then straight pride is pixie world. And you know how in pixie world everybody looks the same, they all talk the same,
yeah,
they all dress the same.
That's a good analogy.
We're pixies.
That's a good analogy.
True. But yeah, so I just think, you know, sometimes people can be clueless to how they feel as though something is okay, but it's really just demeaning to another community or another group of people. So with him saying that he didn't understand where the backlash
that's
was
like the all lives matter. He's the same guy who would be like, oh, all what about all lives matter? Like
all orientations matter.
Like, come on. We didn't ask about this. We're talking this is gay pride time, and he's the one talking about straight people. We're not here for you right now.
What?
Go sit down. Just go sit down somewhere, because this
go
is not.
Go eat your rice.
Right? He needs a timeout. that guy needs a timeout. Like, for real. Somebody needs to sit his ass down.
Nah,
somewhere.
That's wild.
For real.
Listen, we just started with Pride Month, and people are already wilding.
Right. It's too early for that. let us just have our thing and let us, you know, let us live. It's just 1 month. Like, can you, like, it's like the same thing with Black History Month.
Yeah, like, just sit back and be an ally. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make too much noise. Just sit back. Be an ally. Be supportive. You don't got to sit here and be like, well, we could do it too. Because, you know, we're together in this. Right? All of us matter. No. This is not all of us month. Pride month.
Right.
So, we'll do the next one, which is people trying to be city boys. Men are trying to be city boys.
Wait, what do you mean city boys?
Real ass nigga.
Real ass niggas give a fuck about a bitch.
Right?
What?
You gotta switch around now for these niggas wearing crop tops. Yeah.
That's real corny to me.
Listen, they said they're gonna wear crop tops.
What?
And they're gonna wear moob tubes.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I feel like that fashion was already out. They had it. They was doing something like that before.
A long time ago.
Yeah, and now it's back.
It's just like, I mean.
Or they're trying to bring it back.
Nah, they had rompers. I remember that shit.
Yeah. That too. Rompers.
Yeah,
yo, oh my God. I can't believe niggas.
For real.
But people say that it's being called and labeled city boy fashion.
What is a city boy?
Yeah, what the, yeah, I don't.
That's another game. Me Too moment. Like, can we for a second? Like, why you gotta have city boys? Like why?
Because they would be included.
I right, guess. Nah. I'm Gucci. I'm
like,
fine.
I'm not trying to be a move tube.
He's
not trying to be a move tube.
Nah. I'm Gucci on all that. I'm for me. I'm good. For me, I'm fine. How I am, you know. There's no need for that.
So Amazon said they're going to do facial recognition now.
I didn't know
that was
a thing.
For what?
I don't know, just for like identification purposes for your account and stuff when you order, just to make it easier, I guess. Authentication purposes. I think it's unnecessary.
What are you getting, drugs in the mail?
Well, here's what.
Hell no. These niggas is crazy. Bro, I don't even got that shit set up on my phone.
Guys. Let's just go with
the links. I have an Amazon account,
but Prime is lit, so I don't know. Student Prime is even litter.
Prime.
Really?
Prime is lit.
It's lit. Listen, and I pay the student Prime amount, which is $4.99. Yeah, Get with that.
Pay like $100 a year or some shit?
Yeah, but it's $4.99 a month. Like, it's like, what, 90-something?
Another bill.
You're right. Another fucking bill.
Right.
Fuck.
Stay away from them bees.
Spicy talk. Really quick. We'll go really quick. It's quick. It's when I point at you, you got to answer. And I want to answer. So, blunts during sex.
Yes, but it's hard.
How so?
Because it's like you so focused on fucking that the blunt just be sitting there in your hand.
Oh yeah.
And that shit be burning and being wasted, and you mad as hell when you finally go to
so
pull it. And
you see the ash? You see that long
burnt
ash
on your sheet and got a hole in it because you.
Or not
it
even
in
that ash that dripped on your
it
sheets.
It doesn't
now
work
you got
for me.
Ash on
I tried
the
it.
Bed.
It's not okay.
It's not the way.
It's not fun.
Okay, what about you?
I mean, I would love to. Ideally, I live in the like hotel culture, so like I love like smoking. Well, you know, I do it, but at that point, I don't care. It's not my sheets. It's not my bed.
In the hotel, I'd be so freaked out to smoke.
It depends on the telly, but I know how to get around it. Yeah.
LOL. Nah, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
I start stressing.
Well, if you hotbox too, that's always good. If you're really like stressed about it, because right. Once you put that towel on the door, you wet a towel, put it right on the door.
Oh, it's lit.
You really don't smell it. You just gotta have something to like, you know, make the room smell good.
Yeah,
scent
it up afterwards.
Yeah, but other than that, you lit.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who gave you your first orgasm?
Damn.
Oh my God.
Jada Fire.
You remember her name and everything?
Oh my God.
It's a porn star.
wait.
Oh shit.
Masturbation counts, I guess.
Hell yeah, that counts. Why would it not?
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Okay. Oh, all right. I didn't. You know what? That's a good answer. I didn't even think that could be an answer, and I was okay. I am stumped. Who's been caught fooling around in the car before?
In a car?
Me. By the cops.
Yeah, same. Almost. Yeah. They drove by and I
said. They ran up on me with the flashlights, titties out, anything. Yes. My titties wasn't out. Her titties was out. I'm pretty sure my pants were down. So we had to, woo, oh shit. And then it was funny because the cop didn't really know what to say. He was kind of like speechless because he didn't expect it to be two girls in there. So once he had to get past it was two girls, he was like, he saw nips, so he's like, oh shit, he's like, then he started stuttering and shit. He's like, you guys, you can't do this here. You can't do this here, you gotta take this somewhere else. Like, he wasn't mean about it, but he literally didn't know what to say. And I was like, okay, cool. As long as I'm not getting arrested I'm fine.
He went back to the precinct and told all the homies.
Probably. She has some big tickle bitties too, so he probably was like, wow. Not what I was
expecting that tonight. Right. Whoa.
Hey guys. Like, that's the tea for him.
All back at the station.
For real, that was the tea.
Have you ever fantasized about fucking one of your teachers?
Yeah.
No.
No?
It was my guidance counselor.
No. Wow. Okay. I never thought about going that serious. All my teachers were old.
Oh, yeah. All my teachers were in their 30s and 40s. Yeah,
I always had crushes, but never, like, I wouldn't want to fuck them. Like, I always just had, like, little crushes. I definitely had a crush on my basketball coach.
I never had a black teacher, so that could also be the issue.
Mine, too, teacher, but my coach was white, and she had hella swag, and I was like, yo, why?
What's up?
I like her. I like her a lot.
I like her a lot.
Like, for real. It was just a distraction.
All right. So, let's get into... Oh, can I get into lessons from Leech? I don't have no Wi-Fi. Damn. Oh, you know what? I can give y'all a scenario real quick. Mm-hmm. So, let's say you were dating a girl. She has three kids. You've been helping raise them for about 2 years. She has an ex that is the father of the children that has been in some legal troubles lately. And you haven't really, I mean, you two don't really get along, but you've been raising his kids and being their stepfather. So, you know, I mean, stepmother.
Stepdaddy. Yeah.
No.
The daddy.
Yeah. And I use that for the title.
Yes. Stepdaddy.
Hold on. I got to text it to myself, or else I forget them.
No, I do the same thing. Thank God for iMessage.
This is, you know, because I miss them so much. Where are my team? So, what was I saying? So, yeah, you're dating a girl. And then, so you and the dude don't get along. All of a sudden, you find out he's locked up. Boom, he going way away. And she come to you like, hey, you know, I know you've been helping raise the kids for the past 2 years and all, but I've been, you know, really sad that, you know, he's going to jail and, you know, the kids are hurting and, you know, how would that make you feel? Stopping there. How would that make you feel?
Me personally, if I was dating the chick and, you know, I've been helping raising them, it's kind of hard because at that point, I feel like you would grow an attachment to them. And, like, whatever happens in the other, you know, daddy's, you know, life is his business. If she's here, you know, every day with me and I'm spending time with her, I think it's something that we have to focus on. Not so much, like, the other guy, you in legal troubles, then fuck your life. Mm-hmm. You know, we could just cut him off. Why we can't cut him off?
Okay, so.
You know, because at that point, he can't play child support. He's in jail. He's going to jail.
And he hasn't really been supporting.
Right. You're going to jail. Okay. You can't really pay child. What do you really expect from this person?
Okay, so let me stop you there and let me get your outlook on it.
Oh, I was recording. I'm so high.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's go to Rodney. What would you do?
I'm going to say what the right thing to do is. And for me, like, the way I'm looking at it, it's like, I'm like, what? I was going to ask you, like, what type of legal troubles are you talking about?
Like, I don't know. He's just going to jail for about
20 to 50 years.
He going to jail. Like, he did robbery or something.
And what does this girl want from me again?
she, you know, she's been feeling real sad, you know. She's like really upset about him going to jail and about the kids being sad that he's going away for a long time. And what would you do at that point? Like, what would you be thinking?
what would I be thinking? I would just, like, if she's telling me that she's sad, it's like, you know, that's how she feel. I can't do nothing about that. I mean, shit. That's how she feel. That's how she feel.
Okay, so what if I throw you this doozy out there? Okay, so now she comes back to you a week later. He is now in the jail, and she is now coming to you and saying, hey, I make my own money. You know, we have separate accounts and stuff. So I've been, you know, putting some money on his commissary because, you know, he doesn't have anyone. But she's really close to his friends and family. What would you say then?
Why they can't put money on his commissary?
And you've been, mind you, you've been helping to support the family with your money.
Is he a part of it?
So that's really my money going in his commissary.
But she says y'all got separate accounts.
I mean, she using her money to do that shit. It's like, all right, like.
Yeah, it's her money.
But it's like, at the same time, it's like, for me, like she just said, like, why can't the family help? Like, why can't, for me?
Because she feels sad that he's in jail.
I mean, actually not. Matter of fact, you feel me? Like,
he's in there like, I mean.
Because, for me, like, not even that. At the same time, this is the father of her children.
Right.
So, you never know how she might feel about this person, regardless if they're not together.
Okay. And they do have 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck me, right?
Because you've been there for 2 years.
But then it's like, but then that makes it be like a decision or like a him versus me thing.
And it's not. He's in jail.
Yeah, but if I'm I still gotta deal with that.
He doesn't have a
point. He's in jail.
I still gotta deal with that.
It's quiet.
If she got feelings and she's putting money in his commissary and shit, they probably still talking and shit.
Yeah.
There's some type of, you know, communication or some type of connection still there.
That's what I'm saying. If you put in money on commissary,
I mean, yeah. I mean, after a while, you know, it's gonna get to a point where you gotta
and then
be like,
right when he comes
you know,
out, well, if he comes out, because I don't even.
20 to 50.
He did like a robbery or something. He did like a robbery or something. Well, exactly.
Did like a robbery or something.
Never getting out again. So you know what? Fuck it.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like by the time you get out, you got a pen pal. Listen, just don't be over here sending him no pictures or you know talking too crazy.
And you know what? It's crazy because niggas in jail be on the phone now. I don't know how. They be getting phones.
Yo, I be on the dating apps, and all I see is niggas in prison. Like,
word. Like, how the fuck is you on here? Who gave you a phone?
By the blank-ass wall. Like, why are you standing? What clothes are those? What year is that?
The same-ass white tee.
Like, what year is that? And why are you so close to your face? Where is the background? It's just a lot of questions.
They be having Wi-Fi. Y'all niggas got Wi-Fi?
What if you met a girl and she told you that, you know, she had to go to prison in 2 months. But y'all have been, like, talking for, like, y'all been talking for, like, 6 months.
If she wasn't Starbrim, no.
She wasn't, what?
It's not gonna work.
She's not somebody, like, bad as hell, like.
Oh. It's not gonna happen. You're not going.
Yeah, is she fired?
I'm gonna say, like, maybe, like, a 7. Okay. Dimes only. <Yeah. laughs>
No trash kills.
Can't make any exceptions for that. There's no exceptions to that.
Look. No trash kills. That's a good. I need to be able to write these down somewhere. Zingers. Anyway. All right. Well, let me ask you one more, and then we'll go into your shameless plugs. What if you met a dude and. You met a girl, mm-hmm. And she had been really close to her mother, and her mother, you know, started just appearing randomly. You moved in with her at this point. It's been like a year or two, and now the mother just starts appearing randomly up to the house, even when she's not there, just popping up, you know, saying she coming to check up, you know, see what you up to.
Oh, no.
What would you
not
do?
Feeling it.
No, oh, yeah, right.
Now, so I would have to talk to her and be like, yo, like, you feel me?
Can we get some privacy?
Yeah.
Like,
did you move away so that she can
move in?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, because you
like
could
have. It would definitely have to be like, a conversation.
No, you could have just stayed with her.
So
right?
You would. What if your girlfriend told you, no, don't say anything. Like, it's not really. She's so lonely.
Because
she's
it's like
you tell her before I tell her.
You tell her, or I'm not gonna be nice.
Right. Or unless she has like a designated area or a reason to be there, don't be just like driving by. Like, just tell her she needs to give us a heads up because that's not cool. Like, I have no problem. Like, oh, okay, so and so is gonna drop over. All right, then you at least be expected. If mom comes over, she's driving by. Oh, I'm coming check up on you. Like, no.
But your daughter's not here though. Like. It's me. Right. Like, yeah. I'll see you later.
That's Aggie. I would curse her out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. My mom doesn't do that. If my own mother... I would judge if I'm in a relationship with someone and I would have to judge what my mother does in the relationships with me when I'm not in the relationship with me, but, like, when I'm in a relationship with someone and how she acts, and that's how I expect that other people's mothers would have to act. So, when other people's mothers act crazy, I just have to sit back, like...
So, basically, you have a high standard for mothers. So.
Yeah, because my mom don't act crazy. Why are you acting
my
so crazy?
My mom don't either worry. My mom won't, like, even if she feels some type of way about you, she won't say it.
Like...
She'll tell me later and be like, okay, she'll deal with the repercussions once it gets...
Like, if it's to get to an issue, but my mother, other than that, she'd be like, hey, listen, do what you want. Be safe. But, yeah, all right, so let's do shameless plugs. Let's go in a circle. Let me know if you got any upcoming visuals, any upcoming videos, any upcoming shoots, any upcoming drops, any upcoming albums, EPs, parties, Mother's anniversary gifts.
You know, it's crazy. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. Every time I get this question, it's like shit pops up out of nowhere. Like, even this weekend, I don't know. I got it booked from some promoter who was at the Cinco de Mayo party that I did at Jimmy's in New York.
Ah.
So, like, I don't know. So, I don't know. I really don't know. So, I'd be so shocked, but then so, like, appreciative.
Yeah, humbled.
Like,
humbled, yeah.
You know, found me or, like...
Oh, I just thought... As soon as I see anybody on Explore page, or I just see you on any, like, New Jersey Hip Hop One, or, like, any of those media places,
Word,
and I follow
But
them.
To tell you the truth, it looks Gucci on the outside, but, like, it's so, like, popularity, or, like, it's like a popularity contest in Jersey.
Honestly.
And it's so clicky that, like, even for me trying to, like, reach out to certain promoters, it was, like, they kept saying, like, oh, yeah.
And that's what's annoying. Like, you gotta
have the same freaking DJs every time.
Word.
And it's like, you know that this DJ's trash. I'm most likely
better than them. But you hang out with them.
Exactly, because it's your boy. Or this is like your homie. So it's like, oh my God. At the end of the day, it'd be those type of promoters who be having the lock on, like, most of the venues.
Exactly.
So it's like,
so you gotta go through them just to get your stuff done.
That's why I just be trying to branch out to New York, because they don't, you know, they don't really know me, but I'm building, you know, my network.
Your relationships.
Yeah, so, like,
did I put that in there?
They're more likely to give me a chance before, like, people.
You know, I'll come back on and have a session. I was gonna get home and be like, got it. No, but yeah, okay. Any other upcoming things? Anything that's dropping? Anything?
Well, I know that I'm supposed to be doing Pride, the Pride Parade Festival again this year, because I did it last year in North for, like, their Pride Parade, because North has their own Pride Day or whatever. So theirs is like July something. I think the 13th or 17th, something like that.
Oh, good, because I live in New York. I'm literally right next to downtown.
So that's definitely going to be big. I was trying to get on for bait, but that shit didn't work out. She was supposed to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. But other than that, I have a showcase coming up in June. Well, we're in June now. So I think there's a 29th. That's something I've been promoting for a minute. It's the Who Run It showcase.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be downtown Newark. At the Culture Loft, like that Culture Hub Loft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be there. That's dope.
Lit.
Yeah. Other than that, tomorrow too, we got I don't know if you know Yummy. They're like a girl collective that do like smokers events.
Yummy Entertainment.
Yeah.
Those are my girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Misha's birthday is like, well, it was yesterday, but she's celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
That's hilarious. I've been trying to get them to come on the show, but they always have events on the day.
They're so busy, but I respect them. They
yes, they are grind. They're the ones that convinced me to get my LLC done.
Yes,
literally.
They're definitely movers. It's like they're like go-getter type of girls, and they're always doing something. And something I'm thankful for too, because they always incorporate me in all their events. So tomorrow they're doing like their big beauty brunch bar thing, and it's supposed to be a good time. So I'm excited for that.
You're gonna, and tickets are still being sold and stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah. You just RSVP, you know, show up there. I'm not really sure how it goes, because I get up there and I just set up and I just, you know, interact with the vendors, because there's always like dope vendors there. And, like, they always have some dope shit, so I always look forward to going there. But I always encourage people to come. If you're free, you know, definitely
come on through. Yeah.
Because you blow it down, chill, vibe. You know the music's going to be lit. I ain't got to worry about that.
All right. Sounds like a plan, T.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Seth?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't really like talking much about my move, but
okay. Let them know.
Cause I like
a congratulation that's in order. She just had a big move in life. Tell them. Okay.
Well, and I just got my own apartment. That's all. So I got my own space, so that's a good thing. So I can focus on other things now. You know, I can move on to other things. But I'm trying to work on just Brandon Savage, you know, through clothing and designing a little bit. You know, Savage is used a lot. I see it everywhere and it's pissing me off. I'm like, oh my God, I see Savage everywhere on shirts, hats, fucking. Yeah. I'm like, damn, somebody got there before me, but I'm trying to do it in a different way. So, you know, I'm just taking my time with it.
Thinking
I don't
want to,
yeah, my moves and how I want to do it, get some designs together.
Everything
and
we thought of first, it's people doing shit. On
It's crazy. So it's like, damn, I got to come a different way that'll make me different than everybody else's
else
shit. So, yeah, so I'm just taking my time. God is blessing me. So,
honestly,
I'm thankful. That's all.
Craziness. That's great, Seth. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. You know you gang now, so let me know. I will be stalking you.
Yeah,
and if
no
I
doubt.
See you got a free day, I will slide in your DMs. No come doubt. On the show.
No doubt.
We always together. We always out.
No doubt. We would definitely pull up. I thought we know it's here because it was only like 20 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
Literally, we're here every Saturday at 3. So, always come through.
We ain't got shit to do. That's when we pull up.
Where? Literally, you know you just smoke.
Right, but the pregame.
Literally.
This is the pregame. We're
going to
be in a car silent as hell.
Driving back like, you can turn the radio up, though. You can turn the radio up, though.
Well, I got the munchies like crazy now.
You feel like McDonald's?
When I get to the city, I'm getting Dairy Queen.
Really?
We're about to go to the city, too. I'm about to just get some pizza.
Let's
go
get some pizza.
Yeah, we got
I need
some. Yo,
because
in the city, I'm faithful for hitting them dollar spots, too.
Yep.
Like, yo, let me just find a dollar
pizza. They
said
real quick.
Them shits be good.
Good, yeah.
And
huge.
Fuck what you thought, because they usually don't have Parmesan cheese, as long as they have, like, some hot sauce or ketchup.
You good.
I can't wait to get it.
You're making me hungry. Jesus. I'm probably going to take a nap when I get home.
Tonight.
I want to go to this party, but I might have to just get her this gift tomorrow.
Sweet tomorrow.
What do you think?
Tonight is Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Wave. It's actually Brooklyn Pride today, so that's what we're going to go do first. That's before anything. So they're having, like, a little festival first, and then they have their parade at, like, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I'm just going to go because I'm supposed to be DJing at Sweet Bar in Brooklyn. So that's a really dope venue, too. It sucks because I be DJing alongside like these DJs that be having like 30K followers, and then I'm out here with my measly 3, like, yo, what up? But hey, I don't even care because at the end of the day, like, followers don't like
tell exactly me the dopeness of the genuine. Yeah,
I don't need a bunch of followers.
That's facts.
Exactly.
So you just use them to brand yourself. That's it.
Exactly.
And people think that having a whole bunch of followers means you got a whole bunch of money. But
no.
Honestly, if you're not doing anything with your network,
I've seen people with a million
following, there's no money behind it. You can have 20K
exactly.
And you don't have no money.
Exactly.
You be broke. You still broke.
Still looking for somebody to split the Uber with.
For real. You just got to get smart and figure out how to get a dollar from each one of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The hustle.
That's my hustle. People talk shit about social media, but I use it. Mm-hmm. I just gain a bunch of followers. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get away for y'all. Each one of y'all going to give me some
y'all
money.
Y'all going to feed me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just don't
media.
Start a GoFundMe.
Listen, that's how they crack down on you. Handcuffs. But yeah, all right. So I'm high. You guys high?
I'm still
oh, wait,
high.
Who's next? Yeah. Rodney, did you do your shameless?
Shit. I'm dropping an EP on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Make sure you guys send me that too.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna get your IG after this.
Yes.
I'm waiting for it to get a little bit more hot. You feel me? It's hot right now, but I'm waiting for it to get a little bit more hot. I got a video coming out soon. Yeah, I got a video coming out soon, and that shit is gonna be lit. I got a couple shows coming up too. I got one in Philly,
ooh,
July 10th, and then one in Brooklyn.
Is that a club?
Or is it I don't even know where it's at.
Oh, it's like a Cypress?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, Brooklyn
manager. Call manager. Yeah, I know what, the one in Brooklyn, it's in like a penthouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is in LA. Oh. That's July 28th.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I'm about to be traveling for a little bit. But
niggas on tour basically.
Like, yeah, hey, fake.
Like, that's a good tour.
Yeah, for real.
Nice little tour right
there. LA, fake. That's topping it off right
now. Yeah. For me, I was I don't know, cause when I had got the offer, I was just like, the main thing I was thinking about was how I could push myself out there, because I'm not really trying to grab people's attention from where I'm from,
mm-hmm,
because it's not really all about that. It's about, because for me, bro, because the world is huge.
Exactly.
Like, the world is huge.
Right. And everybody from home ain't going to say nothing, but, oh, that's not you. Or you feel me? They're going to try and discourage you.
Of course. Because Jay's stuck there, and you're trying to move away.
And when you try to do something different, people think it's not authentic, but why do you have to put yourself in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be what,
and that's what being a creative is, staying outside the box.
Always.
Live outside the box.
Feel me? You can catch me on IG, ROD.GLO. You feel me? My Twitter is Senor Glow. Feel me? Shit.
And all right, any upcoming visuals? Anything else?
I just dropped a video last week, Tuesday, on my birthday.
Yes. Oh, happy belated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That shit.
In the comments, you saw it.
Yeah. It was dope. You feel me? On my birthday, I was just smoking and drinking.
That's lit.
Yeah. I was with the gang. Yeah, I'm a Gemini. Yeah.
Yeah. A whole bunch of Geminis in my family. My dad's basically, he's a cusp baby though. He's on like the cusp of Gemini and Cancer. And my brother's birthday was just the other day on the 5th. You know, my little cousins, like, everybody's Gemini. I'd be like, y'all niggas.
Y'all niggas.
For real. More life though.
Thank you.
All right, Rod. You guys said your camera.
Let me drop my IG since I didn't. DJ, that's DJ, and then TEE underscore TROPEZ. I don't know why that took me so long. I think I'm high.
You think?
Yeah, shameless plug. It's a shameless plug. The only savage. With an I.
Right? Even if you hashtag that shit, you hashtag DJT, DJ Turn Up T,
you'll find
the only savage. You'll find all of them.
Yeah. What? What about you, Rod? You want to throw it in
here? Another? Oh, yeah, nah, I got it. You can follow my campaign. Whole lot of new shit. You feel me? Whole lot of new shit. You feel me? Follow that on IG. Facts. You'll find everything about me.
Litty titty, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm going to be stalking your email, so keep your eyes out for you to come back on during the season.
Definitely will.
And hell yeah.
IG and all that.
You know I'm with it.
And you always trek down here from Brooklyn. I love it. Alrighty, so everybody say bye. Everybody's going to say
bye. Deuces.
And remember to keep those blunts lit, guys. Okay. And keep that mind sparked. Toodles.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That nigga Eve Carter can eat a dick. Pull up in the Beamer on the back street, making niggas run like a track meet. Running, turn a block nigga to a fucking athlete. Crazy niggas dumping out the backseat. You heard? Feeling like the realest nigga on the moon. On the moon. Niggas with my music telling that it's coming soon. Coming soon. Just wanna follow me 'cause they think that I'm cool. I think it's time to get in tune. Bitch, I am Big TP fragrance, Versace. Locking out with your bitch. I think she like me. Just came in with the click, the team behind me. Plenty of gorillas, they all with 5'10. I need one comma, two
cause I don't need problems. I only fuck a Ben Frank, you know the weed partners. You want some tree options? I'm the weed doctor. Shit to make a move and make him dance. Pockets kinda heavy, so I gotta raise my pants. Take a look at you, now look at me, who the man? Who the man? Stay away from catching feelings on the gram. Talking on my shit because I'm down to shoot the hands. Try to flip the script and keep them guessing what's the plan. They will never know how to bite when we begin. See him giving up, now it's a rap just like Saran. Hey.